Almost three decades ago, the Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA, required public places to accommodate people with special needs. That could mean installing ramps and elevators at schools or chairlifts at swimming pools. But back then, the law didn't factor in the internet. Now, with the proliferation of lawsuits, many companies are racing to bring their websites into compliance. WBHM's Dan Carson reports.
Joseph Walter is a 23-year-old college student who takes classes online. He's confined to a special chair and a ventilator. He has limited use of two fingers and the thumb on his other hand, but his mind and his cursor are flying all over the internet, thanks to a special clicker and other modifications. I asked Joseph whether most websites are hard for him to use. His mother, Deborah Walter, interprets.
He doesn't think they're specifically accessible for him.
Joseph is something of a coding expert himself. He also does research and shops online. Sometimes he tangles with websites that are hard for him to use, but he finds workarounds on the fly. Many businesses are doing the same as they scramble to make their sites ADA compliant.
This has gone from a requirement in a project to the most important requirement in a project, just really within the last 2 or 3 months.
Mac Logue and other web developers say that's partly to avoid lawsuits. Logue is with Fitzmartin, a Birmingham area marketing agency. One thing the firm does is try to make websites accessible to everyone.
And that includes people with no or low vision, people who may not have physical access to a mouse. So to be able to operate an entire website from the keyboard, say, or even a specialized keyboard that you look at and you can't physically touch.
Those are just a few of the needs to address. A site might have to, say, display captions when you hover over a video. The big question is, what is compliance? In 2010, the Justice Department said it would issue guidance, but that hasn't happened. Last year, more than 800 federal lawsuits were filed targeting businesses whose websites lawyers say were not accessible to people with disabilities.
When the ADA was enacted, they did not think about things like websites.
Leah Dempsey is with the Credit Union National Association. Credit unions around the country have faced dozens of lawsuits in recent months.
There's nothing under the ADA about what is necessary, but there is private industry standards, and that's why there's so much litigation out there. There's a legal gray area.
She's holding out hope for clarity from the DOJ or from the courts. In the meantime, trying to bring websites up to standard is expensive, anywhere from $10,000 to $100,000, and legal fees can add tens of thousands of dollars more. The U.S. House of Representatives recently passed a bill giving companies a grace period to make their websites accessible. The bill's future is uncertain. Logue says it's in everyone's interest to pay attention.
You may not be getting sued today, but almost every business is going to be at risk at some point.
Unless clear guidelines are issued soon, industry watchers predict more legal battles. For WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.
You can learn more about some of the modifications Joseph Walter uses to surf the web. That's at our website, wbhm.org.